This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Yeah, rough go for the Rams last night. They lose to New Mexico by 10. Without the two bigs, and you're not hitting threes. I mean, this is a team that's very much going to live and die by the three. They couldn't get it done. Kept it close, but New Mexico, I guess, just proved to be better in that situation. I want to talk about the Cowboys a little bit. The Wyoming Cowboys, Sundance Wicks, they got a big win, 98-66 over UNLV. That was cool. Liked it. Avs lose last night. We're gonna get into more coaching carousel stuff in the NFL a little bit later on. Coach Harbaugh being fired by Baltimore. Where's he going next? Is he a Hall of Famer? So much to discuss. We'll get into Vance Joseph. He's got a lot of opportunities out there waiting for him. Sean Keeler will join me today from the Denver Post. He's writing about donor fatigue. College sports could be changing drastically very soon. Stick with us. The whole show starts now.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
On the other side of the famous, the infamous, maybe, bulletproof glass. Michael, how you doing, man? We're settling into the new year. It's a Wednesday. Still feels like spring out there. Maybe the weather's going to turn, but we'll see. It's been a strange winter start here in northern Colorado.
Hopefully it will not suddenly turn brutal.
We could be getting that. We could. We're spoiled. We were spoiled in the fall. We were spoiled in December. We've been spoiled so far in January. But maybe it's coming, Mike. And I worry for you. I worry about the scooter. How the scooter's going to react to that? Because you've been driving around on that thing carefree on the streets of Greeley with beautiful weather. The sun's at your back. The wind in your face, and your hair blowing and beard flowing with grace. And it's getting ready to change. I don't know how you're going to react to that, how you're going to respond. We'll see.
With anger.
Maybe. That's probably how we're going to do this. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly from last night. The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good, I'm going to go with Augie Kadulis for the Colorado State Rams. I've watched maybe five or six CSU games so far. I haven't... You know, I watch night games. I'm a night person. That's how things work for me. So I got a chance to take this in last night. But he's a fine player. I like watching him play. He had 20 points in their 80-70 loss to New Mexico. The bad is the loss to New Mexico last night. For Ali Farouk Manesh's crew, they now drop to 1-3 in the Mountain West. It is difficult, like we said to start, when you don't have Kyle Jorgensen, when you don't have Rashawn Memba, you put a lot of strain on a big like Nicola Joppa. You just don't have the big guys down there. And when you're not hitting three, this is a three-point shooting team. They were 7 of 25 from the three-point line, 28%. So you take those two things. And if you can't hit threes and you don't really have a big man, I thought Joppa's an all right player, but he's not those two guys. Jorgensen was really coming into his own to start this season, and then he's been battling the injury, and Memba has been out most of the year, got a couple of stints in the middle of non-con play, or at the end of non-con play, but we haven't seen him since. The ugly, I gotta say it, man. I love the Mountain West, but the network, man, watching it on the app last night, I did the little wizard thing where you put it up on your TV. Like the start of the second half, didn't have audio for like the first 5-7 minutes of this half. And I'm like, is it me? So shut down the app, start up the app. No, it's not me. It's just, every time I watch a game on the Mountain West Network, I have an issue. And it's not just me. I've seen a bunch of people complain about it. So there it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Faith says, hope my friend is better today. Yeah, you seem like you got a little pep in your step today, Mike. Ready to take on the Wednesday? Go through today's topics with humor and sincerity? All those things. You're ready. You're ready to bring it today. I just get that feeling. I sense it about you. By the way, Bo Nix is going to have a breakout game. He's going to have a breakout postseason. Just remember the rule? I have to say it every day. It's going to happen. We have to believe it. We have to will it.
Believe it.
Well, I don't. Yeah. Big Hub, some news for CU. One coach from a big-time high school here in Georgia joined his staff. That coach was making $175,000 at Gainesville High School. Now he'll be the tight ends coach at CU. Risky move for the high school. He was making $175,000 as a high school coach? What? That's a different...
Is that Texas?
No, that's Georgia.
Okay.
What do they make here?
I think $20 and they like, get free Gatorade.
Yeah, shopping spree to like 7-Eleven or something like that.
And that's for being a coach. They're also health teacher as well.
$175,000 at a high school? Wow. So that's why Big Hub says risky move for the high school coach. If you're making $175,000 as a high school coach, but I'm sure it's just different there. High school sports and or football and Georgia and Texas and Florida and California, it's just different. Completely different world than what we're used to here, what we've come to know here in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, we care about kids' intelligence.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, there's some good. No, you're being mean because there are some really good players in the state of Colorado. But yeah, it's just different. They don't make shows, dramedies or whatever about high school programs in the state of Colorado. Go Pokes is talking trash. Just another day to remind you, Josh is coming. Josh Allen, bring him. Bring him, Mike. Bring him.
Yeah,
we're ready.
He's coming home next week.
To where he should have been.
No. He'll be home with his wife because he won't be.
Oh, you think they're? Yeah, you've got him losing this week, so he's not coming home. He's going home because he's not home. Home. This isn't home. Home.
Yeah, he will. He will be going home and watching the playoffs on his large TV. Good for him.
I mean, I know he lives in Buffalo during the season. They don't live in Buffalo all the time though, right? She's an actress. Do they live in California?
I don't know.
I thought you might know. I thought you read People Magazine. You stopped doing that, apparently. That's how we find out.
I know random things. I don't know much about her.
She was in the movie Sinners.
She was great in that.
That
she
movie.
She was also in a Marvel series that was really dumb.
I don't even know what that is. What? She was in a Marvel's movie?
In a series.
What?
The one with, what's his name, where he shoots arrows.
Blue Arrow? Or no, that's Jamal Murray. what's his face? Hawkeye. Where'd you go?
Yeah, she was Hawkeye. She was a Hawkeye wannabe.
I literally had no idea that existed.
They
made a series about Hawkeye.
It was.
He was the least interesting superhero of all of them, and they made a series about him. What?
Well, it's because Jeremy Renner is like an interesting dude.
He's an interesting dude. I like Jeremy Renner. Renner? Is it Renner? I do like him. But let's face it. Who would you rather pick from that roster? A dude with a metal suit that flies around the world, shoots lasers out of his arms? A guy that turns into a green giant Hulk? An alien that dresses like a medieval warrior? Or a guy that shoots bow and arrows really well? I think I'm taking everybody else but him. And they make a TV series about that? This is what's wrong with Marvel.
I mean, even he made fun of himself on Saturday Night Live.
How is he even a superhero? He just shoots a bow and arrow really well.
Miss.
Well, so? They don't even kill him. Like, they don't even, like, they're not even, like, sharp, are they? Because in Marvel, they don't really show a lot of blood in a lot of those Disney movies, right?
Well, they're sharp, some of them. Some of them explode, and some of them attach to buildings.
He doesn't miss. Well, doesn't, like, Iron Man do the same thing with his lasers from his wrists? Doesn't he do the same thing? Just shoot 4 million of them off, and even if you miss, it doesn't matter. It's a
shotgun
approach.
Look, I didn't write the comic. I'm not the guy that wrote the comic and then included him. He was actually that character was in Old Man Logan, and that was a great graphic novel.
I was very impressed. My nerddom here. I actually read that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. It's probably better than the movie. YouTube.
So I actually better than the movie. The movie's great, but the actual graphic novel, it's amazing.
Yeah, there's some deviation, and they're both very good.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Wow. Started off with a bang talking about Marvel. How did we even? Oh, we were talking about. Yeah, we did. We both did. I went there with you on this.
I think I said that. Josh Allen is going home.
Yes,
Go Pokes.
And then Go Pokes.
He's a Buffalo Bills fan for some reason.
Go Pokes says Tahoe is the rumor. I'm sure they have a few places. That's a weird, like, a Buffalo quarterback. Because you think Josh Allen, right? You think tough, gritty football guy, blue collar, right? And then you think, what's her face? What's his wife's name?
I don't know.
Sinners lady.
True Grit gal.
And you think, you know, anybody in Hollywood is just Hollywood actor. So she must be cool because Josh Allen seems pretty down to earth. So hopefully that's the case.
He's not. He's a heathenous human being.
No, just because he's not on my team. I don't like him if he's not on my team.
Exactly.
That's what every child says ever. So thank you for that. Big Hub talking about this Georgia coach, that's this high school coach that's going to be the tight ends coach at CU. Yep, they have good donors there. It's a smaller county compared to where my high school was. They just took my high school coach, but I mean him joining Dion and what I feel like must turnaround year. Yeah, you got a new athletic director. Mike, how much pressure is on Deion Sanders? How much more pressure is on Deion Sanders now that you have a new athletic director? Not the guy that hired Deion and praised that move is like the thing that's going to change CU. Isn't all the stuff surrounding Coach Prime, isn't that going to wear thin if they're bad again or just mediocre, even just mediocre next year?
This guy probably doesn't remember a lot of Deion's playing.
Yeah, he's younger than me.
Isn't he like 37?
He's 37 years old. It's what Mr. Mark Johnson told us yesterday.
Yeah, like he was remembering him the back end of his career. I remember a lot of his career, but he probably remembered Prime in the back end of his career. Yeah, this is there's a lot of shine to Prime, but not a lot
Prime
of
shine.
Results with this shine. I give Prime 2 years.
What if he's bad next year? You still give him two? You still give him the following year?
Okay. If define bad.
Four
how
wins.
Bad?
4 wins.
2.
3 wins.
Depends on who he beats.
2 wins.
Fired.
1 win.
they find a time machine and they hire someone else.
Wouldn't that be wild? If that ends that way.
But in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, time works differently. They're just creating a brand new...
That's
Sorry.
Dumb. It's all very dumb. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's why I watch sports. Although watching last night's Rams game, man, they kept it interesting. You know, every time New Mexico would kind of pull away, CSU would come. So much for my Kerry Booth prediction. Mike, I said he would have over 19 points last night. You know how many points he had? Take a wild
7.
Guess. Mm-mm.
4.
Yeah. You think he saw the video that coach from Illinois was put out? You think Kerry Booth saw that and heard the chatter? Because he looked off last night. Maybe. These guys are human. They see stuff that we see. Brandon Rex Steiner wasn't great last night. Josh Pascarelli was 0 for 4 from the three-point line, Mike. At the beginning of the season, we were saying, is this the purest shooter that's ever existed for CSU? I mean, they're guarding him a lot tighter now, but he had moments, and they couldn't hit shots. They're 1-3.
It's time to panic. We should all panic about CSU.
The March Madness thing is dissolving, but then again, they went on a major run last year. If they can get Jorgensen and Memba back, then maybe they could start to make some runs. They have UNLV on Friday night, 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. Wyoming just waxed UNLV last night, 98-66. Go Pokes. Tell me about Wyoming. Tell me about the Cowboys. Leland Walker, I want to learn more about this guy because he was all over the socials last night. A senior guard that plays for Wyoming had almost 30 points in their win. He was 6 for 6 from the free throw line and also added 3 assists, 2 boards to the mix. Yeah, the whole show here, we go with the interesting stories. Is Wyoming interesting? Sundance Wicks interesting? Yes.
His name is interesting.
No, Sundance Wicks is old school but new school at the same time.
New school name.
He's old, man, kind of westerny. It's like a cowboy kind of name. Like I could see a movie being made about him. Like Sundance Wicks and then wow wow.
It's like his parents were hippies in Texas.
So here's something cool. New Mexico fans apparently called out Sundance Wicks because they played each other. That was the last game for Wyoming, and they lost 78-58. Wyoming did. But New Mexico fans said that Sundance Wicks is too hard on his players during the game. And here's what Alex Taylor, friend of the show, he's a University of Wyoming beat writer for at Wyoming Sports. Oh, did he change it? Yeah, so okay, cool. Did not know that. Cool. Here's what Coach Sundance Wicks said. It's fun to have guys who respond to you as a coach. That's how lucky you can be as a coach when you have a bunch of guys who you can coach them hard. There's a dying breed of us coaches out there. There's a lot of coaches who are scared to coach guys hard anymore because of leverage or whatever they want to call it, and it's just not where we are. It's not in my makeup, and it's not in my staff's makeup. The beautiful part is, through the test of time, they've said, if you want to be an elite player, you got to be able to take coaching. Every single one of those guys takes coaching, and that's why we can respond the right way. It's a beautiful thing. Well, in this day and age, it's harder to be a hard coach because guys can up and leave. One bad issue on the sidelines can fester into, yeah, I'm going to be looking for a new place to go at the end of the season. I'll enter that transfer portal.
Leave it to a guy named Wicks to have a fiery personality.
Mm-hmm. The Mountain West Conference is so entertaining, Texter. You don't have a clue what to expect from night to night. Yeah, I like that. Mountain West is fun. I will miss the basketball portion of the Mountain West. Is Wyoming good? Now, they lost to New Mexico, they beat Air Force, they lost to Grand Canyon, but then they destroy UNLV, and UNLV in their conference, what they've done so far, and they beat Fresno, but, you know, they killed Air Force, 67-39. Go Poke says, Pokes have to be physical. They do that. They have a chance against anyone. Now I like Sundance Wicks. I haven't watched a Wyoming game yet. I got to take more in because I didn't see the exhibition game that Wyoming and UNC had. I don't think that was televised, Michael. But I want to get into that later on the show. Sean Keeler is going to join me from the Denver Post. He's writing about it, Mike. We've been talking about it. Donor fatigue. He caught up with like a big donor for the CU Buffs, who's basically like, I'm over the NIL world. I you know, these, there's not a lot of loyalty there. You're giving money to guys, and then they're gone. It's the Troy Aikman kind of thing. It's what we discussed, man. When do we start seeing donor fatigue? Mark Johnson talking to us about it yesterday. These billionaires, for them, throwing $1 million at a school is nothing. But when do they finally start saying, yeah, I threw you guys $3 million last year, and two of the studs you told me that were going to be on this roster are gone. When does that start? When does that start going away? I don't know. It doesn't look like today, because I saw that Ross Dellinger's LSU story, how they're already going over the salary cap because they got a big donor that's going to give like $3.5 million or something like that in endorsement. Yeah, the salary cap is a made-up thing. That's an imaginary line. It's like the first down marker, the first down line in football. It's just more of a suggestion, a guideline. We know what really the first down marker's on the side. That salary cap is not real. $22 million, that's not real, Mike. That's what I can say I have. But if I really want, if I've already used all that, but I still want so-and-so to come to my school, if I've got the resources, and by resources I mean the billionaires in my pocket, then I can get anybody. And that's not, you can't do that, man. This is Major League Baseball and steroids. Major League Baseball doesn't have a salary cap. It's why you see the major market teams typically get in the playoffs. And yeah, something crazy has to happen for mid-market, low-market teams to go nuts and do something. But that's how it is now more than ever in college sports. And you're asking these college coaches to operate the same type of system that an NFL coach operates, and you can't do it. You can't just keep having these. I love watching CSU, okay? I love watching them play. But I'm thinking, how many of these dudes can you build up and be, like, the Rams have had a lot of good transfers that kind of grow, and they're quick. Like Joe Palmer was only there for a bit, and fans really liked him. He had Headband Joe, right? This entire starting lineup, I don't think any of them were with CSU last year. I mean, again, Jorgensen's out, so the entire starting lineup, you know, Kadulis, not a Ram last year. Kerry Booth, not a Ram. Pascarelli, not a Ram. Muniz, not a Ram last year. Brandon Recksteiner, not a Ram. All guys I like. John McConan was a Ram last year, but didn't really play. Joppa was a Ram. JoJo McIver, freshman. Jace Butler wasn't there. That is, Mike, that's two dudes. Two guys on the CSU roster that actually played last night that were a part of this program last season. That, now, one or two guys, it's like, okay, that's part of it. But foundational dudes, like Nick Clifford's kind of a different story because he's always been a Colorado guy. Just something about it just felt different, but he did play two seasons there. But David Roddy was a legend, not just for his play, but fans loved him. Isaiah Stevens, same story. Can you build those guys anymore? Can you do that? Or is it every year it's going to be 75% of my basketball roster is going to be completely different? And how do fans want to get to know these players, man? It's why when you go to a game and you see the little video thing they put up there and they have little games and trivia and it's the players doing it. And they got to talk about their favorite music or whatever trend on social media is and they talk about it. Fans like that. That's how they connect. And it makes them want to do more. But when you just have a bunch of guys that are, I don't want to say rentals, but kind of. Mike, I mean, who's the most special Broncos players? Who are the most special ones that stick out in your mind? Typically, those are the guys that were either drafted and they were there for most of their career, or they were picked up early in their career, like Champ Bailey, and then they were there for a long time. So they really establish a fan base. It's the same in college now. I did this on my short little whole minute videos I put out. The day and age of contracts has to happen, which means goodbye, student, hello, athlete. I've said this for 5 years now. that that's what's going to happen. Some people laughed in my face and said, that's a ridiculous take. That's not going to happen. That's the only thing that can happen now. We cannot keep going like this. If donors are coming out getting pissed, coaches have no idea who's on their roster from 1 year to the next. And there's other issues, too. The fact that Lane Kiffin is not coaching Ole Miss is also a problem within the system. The fact that he's not coaching them in the playoffs is ridiculous. The fact that LSU had to come out and say, you may allow your offensive coordinator and running back coach to stay on the team to coach the semifinals. The fact that that is even a thing is wild to me. There's a lot of issues in the world of college sports. What do you think the biggest issue in college sports is right now? Is it the transfer portal? But kind of like mixed in with NIL? Because those are one and the same. Guys can enter in the portal because there's money out there. Is that the biggest issue? The biggest negative issue surrounding college sports today?
I think the portal thing, I think the biggest issue is a combination of the portal and lack of leadership. The portal should exist, and sponsorship should exist, and athletes being able to make money should exist, but there's no leadership out there.
Well,
and under my plan, there will be leadership.
What's your plan? It's been freaking 2 months, and you're still working on it.
I have a job. I have a full-time
job.
Are
you the NCAA? We have a plan, but it's not done yet.
It's not done yet. I haven't worked on it since 2025.
You can't keep going this route. You just can't. 32 minutes after the hour. More on that coming up. Vance Joseph. Five opportunities for him now because the Ravens' job is suddenly open. Is that a realistic thing as John Harbaugh out as a Ravens head coach? Shocker, kind of. I mean, they underachieved, but their quarterback was hurt. So you tell me, was it a good move? I wouldn't have done it. Let's jump out, take a quick break, take a little time out on this Wednesday morning. To relax our minds and our bodies. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
From nuggets, games, and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Are you following your boys' situation in Washington, Mike? The quarterback issue there with Demon Williams?
Not my boy anymore.
Washington's
dead to me.
Washington's refusing to enter Williams' name into the portal.
Then he is my boy.
He is not permitted to hold conversations with other programs.
He signed a contract.
What contract?
Didn't he, like, sign a contract?
What was the contract?
I don't know. I heard that he signed a contract, and then he's like, I want to go to the portal.
Yeah, it is weird.
You gotta stay true to the contract.
Aaron says the quarterback at Washington announced he was transferring after signing contract to be the quarterback of Washington for next season. And until the contract actually keeps players from transferring, they're just going to keep doing it and go chase some bags. Well, what's the contract, though? Was it an NIL contract? Is that what it was?
I'm not sure.
Because they can't commit him, can they?
Well, I would like to commit him for mental health.
You can't.
So he can't
play for
another team. I don't believe
the schools can say, sign this. You can sign your letter of intent, and then you
got to give your money back.
Let me finish here. You sign your letter of intent. And then don't you sign your commitment? But in that signature of your commitment, I've never actually seen one of those, Mike. Believe it or not, I was not a collegiate athlete. I don't think anywhere in there it says you're locked in. Because you can't, because the NCAA was getting in trouble for those kind of things. So, no. UW officials suspect that Williams had already held conversations with other programs, according to Ross Dellinger, and the school plans to submit any tampering evidence to the league and the NCAA. See, this one does work with my philosophy that you hated. If he does leave, and it's proven that he was getting tampered with, the school, if they get caught, they owe Washington money.
That I understand if you're tampering.
I still think the schools should owe them money if guys are
leaving.
That one
I'm still kind of mulling over.
Your plan that's taken you 18 years to figure out. Yeah, I'm glad you're looking at it.
Stop giving me work to do.
Well, I mean, it's not that. I'm just curious what your plan's going to have. What is it? Your 10-year plan. What is it? Don't die? Is that what it is? Aaron says, I'm not sure what the contract was, but they're already looking to sue him. Can they?
Breach of contract.
What's the contract? Can the NCAA actually make contracts? Now, could an external entity sue him? Did an NIL? Was this an NIL agreement?
I'm not sure. I have not looked at the contract. I will have to read a story by Joel Klatt.
Okay. I don't know.
I had one up, but I closed it out because I said to myself, I will read it later, and now it's been brought up.
Well, what's the contract? Because legally they're not supposed to be able to pay him to play football. You know all the rules, they don't even care anymore, right? You know that, right? It used to be you can't induce them, you can't pay them for play. Once they get there and you choose to give them money, it's just because you're doing it, which is so dumb. So then the NCAA kind of ignored that one, too. Pay for play is happening every single spot right now. All these big ones. How about the...
I have a clip from Joel Klatt.
All right, go for Joel. Go for Joel.
What do you make of it? What was your first reaction?
I mean, this is part and parcel to everything that's wrong right now in college football. How can we be in a situation where contracts don't matter with coaches, with players, you know, anybody? And I feel really bad for Washington in this scenario. I think DeMond Williams is getting bad advice. And I think that there is major tampering going on, rampant in the entire sport. This is not specific to this case, but certainly in this case. And I got to tell you, like, we desperately need a collectively bargained agreement. Desperately need it. Because if we're not going to get federal legislation to help with guardrails and everything that we're dealing with in college football, then we need a collectively bargained agreement so that we can prevent things like this. When's the last time you ever heard of anything like this? Anything like this. So I feel bad for Washington. I think DeMond is getting really bad advice. And I think that there are some desperate teams out there that are throwing obscene and emotional money at what they feel like is a problem and a void at a very important position.
Collective bargaining, a.k.a. getting them to sign real contracts like the NFL.
I like it.
Yes, you have to do it, Mike.
I mean, that's
but
what
with
I
that,
would do.
With that, do the scholarships go away? We're not going to school anymore.
I think it should be an option. You have the right to go to school or not go to school, and you don't get punished for going to class. And if you do get punished for going to class, your coach gets punished for punishing you.
They're not going to class. They're not going to class anymore. That's not what this is going
to
be.
But they would be going to class during the off season.
Mm-mm. They're not going to be student athletes anymore, Mike.
I don't think so.
No,
I think there would be a couple who want to, but for the most part, it's going to be basically...
It'll be up to them.
Washington's football team.
They'll put in a contract And they'll say, hey, do you have any interest in enrolling as a student? Because in this contract, you know, instead of just paying you directly all of it, some of that would go to your tuition. Do you have any interest in that? Mm-mm. I'm good. If you're about that life, if you're about that business, boss, like Marshawn Lynch used to say, if that's what you're about and you go to college football to play college football, then why in the hell should you go to learn science? I couldn't think of any other college class. There's a science class, isn't there? I have science.
Was that the only one you paid attention in?
No, I actually sucked at science. Lunch, recess, and PE. Fantastic classes. I liked history as well.
History, PE, and I loved psychology, but that one was tough.
That was tough. Psychology was tough. You had to read a lot of really weird books.
I worked my butt off to get a B.
About as hard as you're working on this 10-year plan for the college football situation?
Well, I have a lot of things to do. I have that plus all my responsibilities at work plus other things.
Benjamin Franklin once said, don't tell people how busy you are. Let them see how busy you are.
Everybody,
you're welcome.
Can sense the busyness.
44 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Don't know how this contract for Damon Williams is even a thing, though. We're not under that yet. As even Joel Klatt said, we don't have a collective bargaining agreement. So this contract that he signed was an NIL deal. And if he wants out, he'll get out. I'm sorry, Mike, but Washington would lose this game.
Probably.
He said, Chris says, Brady, I know it's a delicate subject, but the young men you have on air, are they NIL? And do you just have a handshake? Well, I'm happy to go through that. They're not. They are NIL. Yeah. And we do have to do a contract. We do an endorsement kind of contract that basically states you will show up to do a one-hour radio show with yours truly, or if anybody else wanted to do it. And you got to record ads for said sponsor and all that. And we get paid by the advertiser, and we give a good portion of that back to the student athlete. And that's all agreed upon before we get it done. And we've had a lot of fun with that. It's been good. But that's what I think NIL is great for. Like, they're actually doing stuff. Brock Wisney drives down here from campus or wherever he lives to sit in studio with us. He's grateful with his time, and he's gracious with his time, and records ads to and every player we've had. We have not had any players have issues. They've all been great. So it's been fun to do it.
And, you know, we've had some pretty high character. We haven't had a problem with any of them. I mean, seriously, all of them have been really, really polite, awesome people.
Not one issue. I can go through all of them right now, Mike. Ellison Hubbard, first one. Scott Patchen. Millen.
We had a problem with him.
Clay Millen. Jack Howell.
I had a problem with his football team.
Yep. David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens, Neek Clifford. UNC was Bodie Hume, Dalen Kuntz. I know Matt Johnson did some stuff with our morning show crew. Jaron Riley, and now Brock Wisney.
Jaron was a really nice guy.
Stop it. 11:51 the time. Yeah, I'm happy to open up on that stuff. That's what I thought NIL was all about. You know, Faith says, see, you guys do NIL the right way. That's, I mean, because they're learning something, too. I mean, Neek Clifford will tell you to this day that's what got him drafted. The rumor hasn't.
I started that rumor.
Yeah, I think you and I both started that rumor with Grandma. All right, we'll take a short break. It's The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
So not only is Vance Joseph a hot commodity right now in the vacant head coaching searches, Davis Webb, the quarterback's coach for the Denver Broncos, the offensive pass game coordinator and quarterback's coach, is also a name that is being rumored around the National Football League. So you got Vance Joseph and Davis Webb potentially up for a head coaching job.
We should start some rumors about them so that they're like, oh, no, there are some bad things about Vance Joseph.
That's weird.
And then keep him on the Broncos.
That's what a weird toddler would do. 11:57 the time. We've got top stories of the day. I'm sure it's a bunch of college stuff. We'll get to it on the other side. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.